भवतु, सा नौ भुनक्तु, सा वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। मे ब्रह्मन् प्रोजेक्ट अस, मे ही गाइड अस, मे ही गिव अस स्ट्रेंथ एंड राइट अंडरस्टैंडिंग। मे लव एंड हार्मनी बी विद अस ऑल। पीस 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 बी अंटू ऑल। वेदांत सार आप सदानंद योगींद्र, क्विंटेसेंस ऑफ वेदांत। Tonight we shall talk about the meaning of I am Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi. In our last class we talked about Tattvamasi, thou art that, and tonight we shall talk about I am Brahman. As I told you, there are four great Vedic mantras: Prajnanam Brahma, consciousness is Brahman; Ayam Atma Brahma, this Atman is Brahman; Tattvamasi, thou art that; Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. These four mantras mean the same thing. Aham Brahmasmi. Sometimes people may say, Swami, I may say, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. Shall I be Brahman? Mere repetition will make the me Brahman. Here is a big piece of stone. I say, this stone is bread, this stone is bread, this stone is bread, this stone is bread. If I repeat this again and again, will this stone turn into bread? Never. Similarly, mere repetition won't help. You will have to understand the meaning. Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. I and my father are one. Who is this I? What is Brahman? And what is the meaning of the both, you see? The Aham has three meanings. The first meaning of Aham Kutustha Chaitanya, pure consciousness, and its reflection on the inner organ, ego, I consciousness, it becomes sandwiched. Atman reflects on the ego, and ego also becomes one with that consciousness, and that way it becomes ego consciousness. That is one meaning of Aham. Second meaning of Aham is just way where we say, I am going, I am cooking, I am doing this, I, this ordinary ego. And the third meaning is when we separate this pure consciousness and the reflected consciousness, that pure consciousness, that is another meaning of I. Swami, if I repeat once, is it enough? No. Abriti asakrit upadeshat. Brahma Sutra says that you will have to repeat and again because your mind is not pure. When the mind becomes pure, you exactly know what you are talking about. You know what is the meaning of I, you know what is the meaning of Brahman. Sri Ramakrishna told a very practical suggestion, you know, as long as we have a body and body consciousness, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman does not work. At that time you understand I means this body, this body, this body, name and form. It does not work. For the reason he told the people, those who live in the physical plane, you see, learn how to purify this ego. Say, I am a devotee of God, I am a child of God. In this way, your ego will be purified. Then one day you will understand what is this real ego. Very practical suggestion. If some people come and, Swami, you know, I love non-dualistic Vedanta. I am Brahman. I am Brahman. I feel great, Swami. I smile, you see. I'm going, good, good, hold it, hold it. Some people read Avadhuta Gita. There is no God, no emotion, no devotion, no bow down business, no ritual. Only I am Brahman. The 294 verses only says, I am Brahman. Do you know what is our problem? Our problem is millions of lives, millions of births. We repeated, we connected ourselves with the body-mind organism. We have never learned how to separate between the body and the Atman. That is our problem. Very difficult. You will have to remove the five sheaths one after another to manifest. The Atman is self-luminous. It is all the time within us. But it is covered. You'll have to remove your three states, waking state, dream state, sleep state. You'll have to transcend. Then you will experience your real self, Turiya, the fourth. Sometimes people understand sarvam khalu idam brahma, everything is Brahman. That means the chair is Brahman, this microphone is Brahman, that shoe is Brahman, the sweater is Brahman, hedge is Brahman, glasses is Brahman. The fruit is Brahman, the flower is also Brahman, the tree is Brahman. How is it possible? Fruit is fruit, flower is flower. How can they be both same? You say fruit is Brahman, flower is Brahman. How can be both Brahman? Fruit is fruit, flower is flower. In that sense, it cannot be Brahman. It means without Brahman, this name and form cannot stand. Brahman is the substratum of all these waves. Without ocean, there cannot be any waves, you see. Ocean is Brahman. The waves appear and disappear. name and form appear and disappear. Fruits, flowers, trees, chair, table, light, microphone, they're all name and form. They appear and disappear. Behind that is that pure consciousness. That we'll have to understand. Let us read, then we shall understand slowly. Aduna aham brahmaspi iti anubhava vaikarto varnate. Now is being described the meaning of this sentence, I am Brahman, expressive of intuitive experience. Evam acharjena adharapo apavada purasvaram tattvam padarthau shodhaitva vakyena akhandarte apavodite odhikarina aham nitya shuddha buddha mukta saitva svabhava paramananda ananta advayam brahma asmiti akhanda karakarita chitta vritti udeti. Beautiful sentence. When the teacher in this way clears the meaning of the words that and thou by the removal of superimpositions and makes the qualified student grasp the import of the sentence thou art that, which is absolute unity, there arises in his mind a state of absolute oneness in which he feels that he is Brahman, by nature, eternal, pure, self-illumined, free, real, supremely blissful, infinite, and one without a second. As I told you many times, the teacher of Vedanta teaches through superimposition and de-superimposition. First, he will tell you that your pure Atman is covered by body-mind organism, the five sheaths. Then he will remove all the sheaths one after another and say, this is your real nature. This is a method they adopt. Do you know why? Because we live in the realm of ignorance. This ignorance, this maya, this world, this manifestation, this duality, multiplicity, variety, are very real to us. So first he explains this ignorance, this maya, this manifestation. Then he will tell you, this is just an illusion, dream. My husband, my wife, my children, my home, my family, my car, my job, these are all dreams, various dreams. It is hard to believe, huh? As I told you, you have thought about this world real millions of lives, millions of years. I remember when I joined the monastery, when my professor was asking, do you still think about your home relatives? Time to time they come to my mind. He said, how old are you? And I said, I am 22. You see, 22 years your life moved in this direction. Another 22 years you will have to reverse it. Then they will be wiped out from your mind. That is a great lesson I got from the teacher. If you really want to forget this world, you'll have to work hard. You'll have to practice non-attachment, renunciation. This world will vanish from your mind. We vanish my world every night when you go to sleep. That you'll have to do it consciously. Tattvam padau shodhaitva, he purified, as we already discussed in our previous class. Suvayam devadatta, this is that devadatta. Devadatta, I am my friend whom I knew when I was a little boy in my school, coming from a poor family. Now he is a millionaire, handsome, beautiful family man. So that Devadatta and this Devadatta, both are the same. But his body changed, his mind changed, his status changed, his poverty changed, many things have changed in his life. But as a person, both are the same. So he sees that thou art that, thou means you, your consciousness, and that cosmic consciousness Both as consciousness, both are the same. Not that your body and that Brahman are the same, not that. That he wants to explain to us, that try to understand what I mean. That when this purification comes, Avabhati Adhika, then what kind of experience dawns in a human mind? Illumined soul. Aham pratyagatma param brahma asmi iti annaya. Pratyagatma, my indwelling self, is the Atman, is Brahman. But the Brahman, then, sometimes these are the words, you know, he is refuting. Aham nitya. Nitya means eternal. Do you know what does it mean? We have the knowledge of non-eternal, unreal. You see, Vedantic experience is very positive, not negative. I am eternal. I am not non-eternal. Buddha, aham nitya, Buddha. Now nitya, then next is nitya shuddha. What did he say? Aham nitya shuddha. Shuddha means pure. Pure means in me there is no ignorance. Free from ignorance. Nitya means eternal, free from ignorance. Buddha. Buddha means swaprakash, self-effulgent, self-manifested, self-luminous. Jajjadi vyavachiddhati. All other external things which you see, all the matter, they are not self-manifested, you see. They are manifested by the Atman, by consciousness, by the light. Next, mukta. Mukta means I have no attributes. Upadhi. Upadhi means I am a Swami, I am Chetanananda, I am a monk, I am the head of the center. All these things are superimposed on the Atman, you see. I am a monk of the Ramakrishna order. All these things are completely out. Satyam, satyam iti avinashitva svabhavam. Satyam means indestructible, immortal. Paramanandina, paramananda means supreme bliss. But I have conception of bliss. Vishayananda, enjoyment of the senses, enjoyment of the worldly things. That kind of joy from worldly things, that knowledge I have, but it is paramananda, or supreme bliss. You see, the joy, the ananda, bliss we get in this world, they come from our action. You did something good, and you got the good result, so you are happy. You see, our worldly joy comes from our actions. But this bliss does not come from action. It is the source. Shatishayana kshayishnuttena chatuchyatva tebbo vilakshanam nirutishaya ananda sarupam sarupattam pratipadyati. A worldly joy has a gradation. It fluctuates. Sometimes you are very happy, sometimes medium happiness, sometimes very little happiness, you see. There is a gradation of happiness. But this bliss of Brahman has no gradation. It is supreme bliss. Anantapadena ghatadivat parichiddha rahitena deshato kalato vastutascha aparichinatva buddhati. You see, we do not have conception of Brahman. So he is Sadananda Jogindra says that that when we experience that I am Brahman, what happens? What kind of experience will you get? That he is explaining. He says, you know, here is a jar, here is a cup. These things are limited objects, limited by space, limited by time, limited by causality. One limits the other. But this Ananta, infinite, Brahman is infinite, is free from limitations. Advayam iti nanatti vishe visheshena ekatva buddhati ittartha. Advayam, it is one without a second, non-dual. So please watch these adjectives. Aham, nitya, eternal, shuddha, pure, buddha, self-luminous, mukta, free. Then satya, indestructible. Then paramananda, and supreme blissful. Ananta, infinite, and one without a second. This is the experience. It is not a momentary, you know, some duality, oh, Kundalini yoga or all this Siddha yoga and all these visions, you know. They will touch a little peacock feather on your forehead and you say that you are luminous. You are illumined. He was, which is so easy. I shall buy 1,000 peacock fans if I get illumination that way. A girl put a peacock feather here and you say you are illumined. $300 fee. Stupid. But you know, those people have many followers. They want to realize God in a cheap way, by a touch. I do not want to renounce anything. I have my all enjoyment, sensual enjoyment and all these things. And just get a touch and he or she will say that you are illumined. Bas, I got it. I remember I was interviewed by a person from Berkeley University when I was in Los Angeles. Swami, do you believe that drug can give the highest spiritual experience? Because if I had that faith, I would buy all drugs in this country and I swallow it. I would swallow all drugs in this country. People are stupid. They buy drugs, they think they are getting his spiritual experience. It's so easy. And all the Upanishad, the sages, thousands of years, they practice meditation, austerity, tapasya, and all these things. They are all stupid. And here is a person, a drug pusher, and he says, you will get a spiritual experience, buy it. And stupid people go and buy those things, you know. I always tell people, you know, reach Swami Sri Ramakrishna, Swami Vivekananda and little Upanishad Gita, nobody will be able to cheat you. Don't be cheated by the people. You exactly know what is the motive of this person. Religion is a very good business, you see. It cheats the all stupid people. Sometimes I ask people, memorize these few things. Aham, nitya, shuddha, buddha, mukta, satya, Svabhava, Paramananda, Ananta, Adhaya, Brahma. Just memorize these few adjectives and repeat them again and again. Aham, Nitya, Shuddha, I am eternal. Or eternal you can add with other also. I am eternal, I am ever pure, ever luminous, ever blissful. All this, you can connect ever with each one of the adjectives. Anubhava vakya artham, it is anubhava vakya. Aparokkhana vajya sakshat aparokshat brahma. Aparaksha, paraksha, aparaksha. Paraksha means indirect. Aparaksha means direct. Direct experience. What is the direct and indirect? If I give a lecture to you, milk, it is white, liquid substance, it has nutrition, this and that, and this is called, or I can show you even that this is called milk. That is, you have indirect experience of the milk. But when you drink the milk and get nutrition, you know the taste, you know everything about the milk, you get nutrition, then that is called direct experience. I talk to you about sugar, but you have never tasted sugar. So direct experience comes from the indirect experience comes from the guru and from the scripture. Direct experience comes by yourself. So this anubhava vakyartho, this aham brahmasmi, this is a sentence you must experience by yourself. That Swamiji says, most people do not want to work hard. They want to go to the church, kneel down, stand up, say, sit down, say, sit down. Most people understand that is religion. They are beginners. Direct experience. I want to experience myself. That we find in Sri Ramakrishna's life. Mother, is it a fiction? People pray to you. Are you real? Are you mere a piece of a stone? Standing here. He wants to experience it by himself. Then he put cotton near the nostril. He saw that cotton was moving. He wanted to experience it by himself. For the reason I ask people, please read Ramakrishna's life. Do you know what will happen? If you read Ramakrishna's life, it will knock out your doubt forever. Samshaya rakshasa nasha mahastram. Swamiji mentioned that samshaya, doubt, is a great demon. It possesses a human being and makes that person deluded, confused. So Ramakrishna's life will knock out your delusion, that doubt forever. You see, it is very easy to kill a person. It does not take any time to kill a human being. But it is extremely difficult to destroy the doubt of a human being. That Sri Ramakrishna did in this age. In this Kali Yuga, people have so much doubt about themselves, about God, about everything, about everything. Sri Ramakrishna knocked out that doubt. Doubt comes from ignorance. Very difficult to knock out doubt. Last Sunday I was in Portland in a memorial service. there is a young monk, he went to Swami and said, Swami, I have a little problem. You have problem? Don't worry, have faith in mothers. He was telling, another day he went and said, Swami, I'm very depressed. You are depressed? Get used to it. You are depressed? Get used to it. Funny. Anyhow, he, you see, anubhavatmak, anubhav, experience. Mere advice cannot bring that experience. For example, you are scared seeing a snake in darkness, and you are shivering and crying to me. I said, what is the matter with you? Swami, I saw a snake in the chapel. I said, look, there cannot be any snake. It's St. Louis, it is a city, and this house is closed, and you know, where, from where the snake will come? I can give you 2 hours lecture that there is no snake. I cannot convince you. My words will not convince you. Do you know what will convince you? If I grab you and take a flashlight within my hand and say, come, let me go and see the snake. I put the flash on the floor and I show you, this is a rope, not the snake. Then only your doubt will go, your fear will go, because you have experienced it. So when a guru says, thou art that, thou art that, thou art that, you are Brahman, you are Brahman, I may repeat million times and you may repeat million times, it will not go. You will have to experience it. How? That is the question. How can I experience it? Pratibhagudu viditam matam. First you will have to learn how to purify the mind. Sadananda will tell us in the next chapter, he will tell us that how to experience it, how to listen, how to hear, how to practice. It is coming. Practical side is coming. How to practice it. Now he is trying to explain these words first. This is the experience. How to have it? This is the procedure. This is the method. Vedanta is a very scientific religion, you see. It goes through experiment and verify. Experiment, verify. See it works or not. It does not say, have faith, kneel down and have faith. It does not go that way. Do you know faith? How does faith come? Faith comes when I have experience. I do not know you. You come and say, Swami, you know, I want to this, that. I'll have to stay with you, live with you, then I shall see that whether you are trustworthy or not. If you are trustworthy, then I shall believe in you. That is the way it works. Faith comes from experience. You cannot take a stranger in your home. You do not know him at all. And perhaps he, at night time he will steal all of your things. You must know that person. But if you take your friend at your home, you have no problem. But if you do not take a street person and in your home, it does not work that way. I am an ordinary human being, mortal human being. I am happy, I am unhappy. I am fat, I am lean. This Brahm, this kind of mistake, this kind of false identification is aparoksha, is direct. We experience it that way. Oh, I shall die, I am born, I am fat, I am lean, I am thin. It is my direct experience. I experience it. So this direct experience of ignorance can go with the direct experience of knowledge. It does not go indirect experience of knowledge. Do you know what he is talking about? Don't you feel that I am a man, I am weak, I have this problem, that problem, I have fat, I have, you know, physical problem, then I am happy and I am unhappy. Are these experiences direct or indirect? Tell me. Bolo, Swami, it is my direct experience. So your direct experience can be counteracted by, this is a direct experience of ignorance, it can be counteracted only by the direct experience of knowledge. But I am telling you indirect experience of knowledge. You know, the guru is giving indirect experience. What is the indirect experience? My boy, say, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. I am neither the body, nor the mind, nor the senses. Then you read the scripture. Scripture also is telling the same thing. Aham nitya shuddha buddha mukta shaitya shababhavi. I am repeating, getting all this intellectual knowledge from the scripture, from the guru. That is indirect knowledge. Cannot remove the direct. You see, direct can counteract the direct one. Indirect one can be counteracted by the indirect one. So I have the direct experience of ignorance. I need the direct experience of knowledge. That comes from anubhava. Direct experience. Aham Brahmasmi. This mantra will bring the direct experience. The other day I told you that story, 10 friends crossed the river at night and they were counting that whether all of them safely reached the other side of the river or not. The first one started to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, he did not count himself. As a result, he made the conclusion, one must be missing. In this way, all these people, each one of their friends counted and they did not count themselves, himself. Each one forgot to count himself. So a man was passing by, he said, what is the matter? One of our friends is missing. So he counted, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Dashas tattamashi, you are the 10th one. The moment they got the knowledge, direct knowledge, that we all 10 brothers, 10 friends are safe. So similarly, when Guru says, Tattamasi, thou art that, immediately you know you are supposed to get the experience, I am Brahman. Brahma, aham asmi iti akhanda karakarita chitta vritti rudeti. You have to understand chitta vritti. Vritti means wave. Chitta means mind, thought. Thought waves. If you do not have that machine in this country, how to monitor the thought waves? Here some machine can, you know, you can monitor your level of concentration perhaps, but the object of concentration, what I am thinking, you do not have that monitor. Whereas sitting here in the shrine, I am thinking of, you know, Wall Street, money, all worldly things. You do not have machine to monitor my thoughts. You can perhaps, some machine you can put on my head and the brain cells and see that how much concentration I have. But you do not have any idea that what I am thinking, sitting in the shrine. Sadananda Yogindra says, when you will get this experience, akanyakara karita chitta vritti, that I am Brahman, this vritti only will arise in your mind. I am Brahman, I am Brahman. In every thought wave, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. I am Chetanananda, no, I am Brahman. I am Swami, no, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. You see, if you watch your mind, every day, hundreds, thousands of waves pass over your mind. Good thoughts, bad thoughts, so many thoughts, so many actions, so many ideas pass over your mind. But when, because you know why? Because our mind is full of ignorance. So various kinds of diversity comes in our mind. But when the mind becomes pure, only one thought, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. Only one thought, at that time, it becomes a monotone. Eh? But Swami Arjuna, we do not care for monotone. We like variety. That is the realm of ignorance, you see. Eko rasa, only one substance, I am Brahman. Very difficult. And again, that is the only truth. I am a doctor, I am an engineer, I am a lawyer, I am a minister. Our activities, our family, children, problems, mind is scattered with in thousand places. So we have no peace. But when this experience comes, I am Brahman all the time, Sadananda Yogindra says, these are the signs. You will feel, I am eternal, I am ever pure, self-luminous, bliss, full of consciousness, full of love, devotion, everything, you know. People do not want this stage, that is the problem. Akhanyakarakarita. Arises in his mind a stage of absolute oneness. Absolute oneness. Do you know how does it? Let me give an example. Patanjali also mentioned. You are a farmer. You have a big piece of land. And you want to, it has four sides, you know, it is a rectangular plot. You want to bring water to your plot. You make a tunnel with the river, from the river. And slowly the water enters into your field and it will take a rectangular shape. That is the shape of your land. We see a rectangular, you know, reservoir like your field, you see, full of water. Similarly, when the mind is channelized, you know, with that Brahman, that mind takes the Brahman form. Pure mind and the Brahman, they become one. It loses its limitation. Let me give another example. Here is a window. You have a screen. You made a tiny hole and you are trying to see the forest park. you will see the little portion of the forest part. You make the hole a little bigger, you see the larger, bigger portion of forest park. Bigger. At last you remove the whole screen and you see the whole forest park. So the mind, there is a big screen in the mind, so we do not see God, Brahman. A thick layer of ignorance, darkness, through that we do not see Brahman. Time to time, some glimpses we see, you know, but it is really covered. Just make the, but you know that window remains the same. That is the way it goes. Mind goes. One scripture compared the mind with melted metal. Here is your mold, and here is melted bronze. You pull that bronze into that mold, whereas that mold is made for Ramakrishna's image. That whole bronze, you will take the Ramakrishna form. If you put a Krishna form, Krishna mold, it will take Krishna mold, Krishna form. If the mold is for Christ mold, it will take a Christ form. Same melted alloy takes that form. Similar, this human mind takes, when you focus on Brahman, it takes Brahman form. Don't think it is so easy to understand. Well, the mind is a limited thing. How can mind think about infinite Brahman? There's a big discussion is coming. Wait. How formless Brahman? Can be understood, can be comprehended by the finite mind, which is impossible. Let us read the next section, you will understand better.
सतु चित प्रतिबिंब सहिता सति प्रत्यगभिन्नम अज्ञातम परम ब्रह्म विषयीकृत तद्गत ज्ञानम एव वादति तदा पटकरण तंतुदाहि पटदाहवत अखिल कारणे अज्ञाने वादिते सति तत्कार्यस्य अखिलस्य वादितत्वात् तद् अंतर्भूत अखण्डाकारकारिता चित्तवृत्त्योपि वादिता भवति.
दैट मेंटल स्टेट इल्यूमिनेटेड बाय द रिफ्लेक्शन ऑफ प्योर कॉन्शियसनेस objectifies the Supreme Brahman, unknown but identical with the individual self, and destroys the ignorance pertaining to Brahman. Then, just as a cloth is burnt when the threads composing it are burned, so all the effects of ignorance are destroyed when their cause, namely ignorance, is destroyed. Hence, the mental state of absolute oneness, which forms part of those effects, is also just destroyed. Is also destroyed. In perception, according to the Vedanta philosophy, mind, through a particular sense organ, is projected upon an object and pervades it. It then takes the form of the object. This transformation is called vritti, or mental state. As for instance, the water of a lake issues through a hole as a thin stream and enters a field. It then takes the form of the field. As the mind is material, no modification of it can destroy ignorance, but this can be done when it is illumined by the reflection of pure consciousness. Let Let me give and try to understand. Does sunshine burn your skin, or can burn your the paper, or any grass? No. But if the sunshine is reflected on a magnifying glass, and if you magnify it on a piece of paper, that paper will be burned. It concentrates the sun or through a magnifying glass. If you concentrate on this piece of paper, this paper will burn. Similarly, when this pure consciousness magnifies through the mind, pure mind, and when it focuses on a particular thing, we get the knowledge of that particular object. Now what happens, this mind is trying to, it is not going outward, it is going inward. This mind is focusing the Atman. What happens at that time? Sadananda Yogindra gave two illustrations. Patokarano tantudahe patodahovat. What are the causes of the cloth? Thread. When the thread is burnt, the cloth is burnt. Then there is nothing. The cause and effect, both are burnt. Shirup. When the ignorance is gone, the effect of ignorance are also gone. Ignorance is the cause. Mind is the effect of ignorance. Mind is the product of ignorance. So mind also dissolves. Mind also vanishes. So the vritti also goes away. The matter is not so easy to understand. This mind is not an pure mind, is thinking about I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. What is that Brahman? It is a vritti, thought wave. This thought wave and this I am Brahman and ordinary chitta vritti are different. Generally, when, as I was telling, when I focus my mind on the chair, I get the knowledge of the chair. Chair is an object, product of ignorance. But when the same mind is thinking, I am Brahman, Brahman is not an object. It is the eternal subject, pure consciousness. And the mind which is telling, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, what is that mind? That mind is pure mind. It has a little sattva quality. Still form is there. The other is it cannot take any vritti. Then vritti is overpowered. Here is an oil lamp. You are trying to see the bright sun. So this light, this oil lamp light is overpowered. Similarly, this vritti, I am Brahman, that vritti is overpowered by pure consciousness. So it becomes functionless. It dies. It becomes ineffective. Akhanyakara karita chitta vritti rudeti. I am Brahman. I am Brahman. I am Brahman. But still vritti is there. Let me give you, I am just trying to explain to you what happens in that state. Your clothes are dirty. You put in the washing machine, then you put detergent, you turn on the machine. When the whole cycle is over, you see all dirt are gone. The entire detergent, the soap is also gone, your white cloth remains. So this vritti, this thought wave, aham brahmasmi, it knocks out the complete ignorance and it also dies. Then what remains? Brahman alone remains. I am Brahman. At that time, you know, no more talks. You merge into silence. You become one with that cosmic consciousness. That's what Ramakrishna said. A salt doll went to measure the depth of the ocean and it became one with the ocean. So your that individual consciousness becomes one with cosmic consciousness. The jar space becomes the cosmic space the moment you break the jar. This jar is this body-mind organism. This is my jar, that is your jar, that is our jar. The moment this jar is destroyed, this individual consciousness merge into cosmic consciousness. It becomes one. It is always one. A body mind are separating that pure consciousness, ego, individual ego. But Swami, if I kill myself, shall I be Nuar of Brahman? You will never be a Nuar of Brahman. But if you can kill your ego, you will be Nuar of Brahman. That one is very difficult to kill this ego. As the fire burns the piece of wood and then it also gets extinguished. A little small particle of cigarette burnt cigarette, if you throw on a, you know, on a especially in California, where there is a lot of dry grass, it may burn thousands of acres. It burns the thousand acres, then also when everything stops, it also stops. What I am trying to tell you, the chitta vritti, the thought wave which says, I am Brahman, it destroys the entire ignorance. And then, I am Brahman, that vritti, that thought wave also stops. What remains? That is the realm of mysticism. That is the great mystery. What remains? Sri Ramakrishna says, I want to tell you what remains, but Divine Mother is pressing my mouth. I cannot tell you. I cannot express. Katharabad. In our part of the country, sometimes they purify water through alum, spotik. If it's dirty water or something, it will, all the dirt, what is called, all the sediments will go at the bottom of the pitcher, and from the top you drink your drinking water. That alum also melts, you know, it goes away, purifying the water. Similarly, this vritti, I am Brahman, this vritti, the thought wave, that also stops. That realm is called Triputi Loya, where the knower, knowledge, and knowable, all three, become one. Up to this tonight, there are many things to talk about. We shall go slow, because it is extremely important to understand this sentence, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. If you have any questions, please ask.
Swami, it comes down to, do you purify the mind first before you say, I am Brahman, or do you constantly say, I am Brahman, does that purify the mind?
That is a good question. Which one first? First, let me purify the mind, then I shall start repeating, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. First, we take the mantra from the Guru. And repeating the mantra, mind becomes purified, you see. First, we must have indirect knowledge, which we get from the Guru, from the scripture. Slowly, slowly, when mind becomes practicing those spiritual disciplines, the mind becomes pure. At that time, then we get the real experience.